Some friends said, how would you like to use our condominium down by the ocean in Florida? Oh, it was a really hard decision. Took about 10 seconds. I'll tell you what, it was a really great place. I never thought I'd stay in a place like that. It had some very distinctive furnishings. Well, yeah, the mirrors. They were everywhere. Very strategically placed so you could see the ocean from almost any spot in the house. Cool. I was the first one up the first morning. Now, I'm not familiar with this place, right? So I'm putting around in the kitchen for breakfast. I went over to the kitchen table. I leaned over to get something. And suddenly, out of the corner of my eye, I saw this hand reaching for me. Scared me to death. Of course, I spun around to see who was sneaking up on me. It was me. Now, I hadn't realized that there was a mirror on the wall right next to me, reflecting everything I did. Everywhere I went in this place, I kept running into me. Well, I'm Ron Hutchcraft, and I want to have a word with you today about our inescapable dark side. One of the writers of the Bible kept running into himself everywhere, and he didn't like what he saw. He wrote words that people have been able to identify with very closely for a long time. His name is Paul. He wrote much of the New Testament. So our word for today from the Word of God comes from Romans chapter 7, beginning with verse 18. I have the desire to do what is good, but I can't carry it out. For what I do is not the good I want to do, no, the evil I do not want to do. This I keep on doing. Oh, for goodness sake, who can't relate to that? I mean, in our marriage, with our kids, with our friends. And then he says in verse 21, I find this law at work. When I want to do good, evil is right there with me. And finally, he's desperate. In verse 24, he says, what a wretched man I am. Who will rescue me from this body of death? And then he's got an answer. He says, thanks be to God through Jesus Christ our Lord. In spite of being a very religious man, Paul kept running into this dark side of himself that was selfish and sinful. Is that unique to him? No. No, like that condo we were in, we've got a lot of mirrors that show us some things that scare us. If you're married, your spouse is probably a mirror for you, showing you things that you may not like about yourself, you may not like to hear. Our children, man, are they our mirrors, huh? They reflect our inadequacies, our weaknesses, our baggage, our mistakes, and our pain. And a crisis where things are coming apart, that's where you see the real you. Now, when our dark side is suddenly staring us in the face, we try to run from it, we try to rationalize it, blame someone else, until one day we finally get honest and say, you know what? There is a darkness inside of me that scares me. I can't change the ugly parts of me. If I could, I would have. And that's where Paul was here. Who will rescue me, he said. And there's the answer. God would, through Jesus Christ. See, life's mirrors all seem to say the same thing. You need a Savior. That's why the Bible says in Romans 5:8, while we were still sinners, that means running our own lives that God was supposed to run, God proved his love for us by Christ dying for us. We have this killer disease called sin, and God's Son came to break its power, to die for your sin, and to be our rescuer. And then he showed his power over the most powerful force on earth, which is death. He conquered it on Easter morning. Couldn't you use that power in your life? There's a new beginning that comes when you get every sin and every mistake forgiven by God. This all happens when you go to the cross of Jesus in your heart and you surrender to this wonderful Savior. Have you ever started your relationship with him? If you haven't, if you want to, can I ask you to take the next step on that journey and go to our website? It's anewstory.com. I want to help you get this going. Anewstory.com. Maybe you are even running into yourself in life's mirrors recently and you don't like what you see. Look again, right behind you, just over your shoulder. There's someone there. That's Jesus. He's helped you run into yourself, so you'll run to him.
Thank you so much for listening to A Word With You with Ron Hutchcraft. God bless you.